Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Do you have a favorite scripture or a favorite Bible story? This month, our writers are sharing reflections on their favorite lessons and passages from the Bible. We hope their words might inspire you to reflect on your own favorite scripture message. And we'd love to hear from you if you would be willing to share. You can reach us at podcasts@firstchurch.org. That's podcasts@1sturch.org.
Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 and 15 say, "Also, let's hold on to the confession, since we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, who is Jesus, God's Son. Because we don't have a high priest who can't sympathize with our weaknesses, but instead one who was tempted in every way that we are, except without sin." God has always known us. After all, He made us, crafted us from dust, breathed life into us, set the world in motion, and called it good. As our Creator, God has always understood us better than we understand ourselves. But there's a difference between knowing something from the outside and experiencing it from the inside. God knew what it was like to be human, but in Jesus, God became human. Because we couldn't make our way to God, God came to us. The writer of Hebrews puts it like this: "We have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, who is Jesus, God's Son." And then comes the heart of it: "We don't have a high priest who can't sympathize with our weaknesses, but instead one who was tempted in every way that we are, except without sin." Jesus didn't skip over the hard parts. He didn't float above the pain, immune to hunger or exhaustion or betrayal or grief. He lived it. He felt it. That matters. Because sometimes what we need most is not a lecture on the meaning of suffering, but a companion who won't leave us in the middle of it. That's why Jesus means so much more than words can express. He is not just the Son of God, He is the Son of Man. He walked dusty roads, got blisters, cried at funerals, and was abandoned by friends. When He faced temptation, it wasn't some cosmic formality, it was real. When He suffered, He didn't get a divine exemption. He felt every lash, every nail, every heartbreak. The book of Job may be the oldest book in the Bible in terms of when it was written, and it wrestles with one of the oldest human questions. Why do good people suffer? Job never got an answer. Maybe that's because some things are too deep for explanation. But what Job didn't get, what no one got until Jesus, is presence. God didn't just speak out of the whirlwind. He came wrapped in skin and bone and walked among us. Jesus is the final word, not explaining suffering, but entering it with us. That's why we can hold on to the confession, as the Hebrew writer urges us. We don't hold on to doctrine alone. We hold on to a person who knows what it's like to be us. So when you're hurting, when the questions come with no answers, remember this: you are not alone. You have a high priest who gets it, not just because he's God, but because he's been here. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for stepping into our world and sharing in our pain. When life overwhelms us and answers fall short, help us remember that you are with us, understanding not just as God, but as one who has walked in our shoes. Strengthen our grip on hope through your presence. Amen.
you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.